Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, from Harvard University, animal-assisted therapy, and a scientist explains why are cats so weird? We'll start with Harvard University's report, Animal-Assisted Therapy. In Talk to the Animals, Animal-Assisted Therapy offers emotional support. This is by Matthew Sloan, Executive Director of Harvard Men's Health Watch, and he writes, "My Shih Tzu Latte is like a therapist, a personal trainer, and primary care physician, all wrapped up into 10 pounds of white fluffiness. When you are beridden with a cold, she never leaves your side until you're well. When you have a bad day, she's there with a comforting look that says, everything is going to be okay. At 5 p.m., she reminds you that you've sat far too long and need to take her for a walk. It turns out that Latte is doing what most animals naturally do with humans, provide comfort and support. This type of therapeutic interaction even has a scientific name, animal-assisted therapy, or AAT, and research has shown it helps with a variety of emotional issues like depression, anxiety, and grief. The great thing about animals is they don't have a preconceived notion of people, says Dr. Henry Feldman of the Division of General Internal Medicine at Harvard-affiliated Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. They provide unconditional love, which encourages interaction and helps people feel more confident. Animal-assisted therapy in action. Animal-assisted therapy involves interacting regularly with animals for a set time over weeks or months. The get-togethers usually involve dogs and cats in either individual or group settings and consist of everything from petting to giving treats to just sitting together. What happens when you interact with animals? Researchers speculate that levels of oxytocin, the love hormone that encourages bonding, often increase, as does the production of serotonin, the feel-good brain chemical. Animal-assisted therapy is often used in retirement centers to help people with depression. A study in the June 2013 AnthroZoos found that patients with dementia living in residential care who received 11 weeks of dog-assisted therapy improved their depression scores compared with those who had human-only therapy. Hospitals also use animal-assisted therapy for patients coping with stressful treatment and recovery. A study in the January 2015 Journal of Community and Supportive Oncology explored how AAT, in this case, therapy dogs, affected the well-being of cancer patients who underwent radiation therapy and chemotherapy. The patients received daily 15 to 20-minute animal visits for 6 weeks and afterward reported a noticeable increase in their emotional well-being. AAT is especially helpful for people healing after traumatic events like an accident, the death of a loved one, or catastrophes like the recent Pulse Club shootings in Orlando. In fact, Orlando's Trinity Lutheran Church coordinated with Chicago-based Lutheran Church Charities' Canine Comfort Dogs program to bring in golden retrievers to help with grief counselors for survivors, first responders, and volunteers. Find your animal therapy. Physicians usually prescribe animal-assisted therapy, but you may need to be proactive and inquire about AAT and how it may complement your treatment and needs. But you don't need a prescription to tap into AAT's feel-good effects. Pet ownership is one way, but if you are not ready for that responsibility, check out your local senior center about public animal therapy programs or volunteer with community partners of animal therapy organizations like Pet Partners, Therapy Dogs International, and the Good Dog Foundation. Another option, advertise your services as a local pet sitter or dog walker, or lend a hand to a pet-owning neighbor, friend, or family member. Or you could hang out with Latte for a while, She would love it. You could learn more about the health benefits of canine companionship in the Harvard Medical School Special Health Report, Get Healthy, Get a Dog. And here is the link to that report on the Harvard Medical School Health Publications. It is health.harvard.edu/special-health-reports, Get a Healthy Dog. There is a charge for the full report, but here is information and an excerpt, which you can also find on their website. There are many reasons why dogs are called humans' best friends. Not only do they offer unparalleled companionship, but a growing body of research shows they also boost human health. Owning a dog can prompt you to be more physically active. Have leash, will walk. It can also help you be calmer, more mindful, and more present in your life. Make kids more active, secure, and responsible. Improve the lives of older individuals. Make you more social and less isolated. Just petting a dog can reduce the petter's blood pressure and heart rate while having a positive effect on the dog as well. Get Healthy, Get a Dog, a new special health report from Harvard Medical School, details the many ways that dogs can improve the lives of humans. The health connection is often a two-way street. People who are overweight and sedentary tend to have dogs that are overweight and sedentary. In fact, obesity has reached epidemic proportions in the canine community, affecting more than half of dogs, just as it is among humans. So if you have an unhealthy, overweight dog, that may be a red flag that you're unhealthy yourself. Get Healthy, Get a Dog offers healthy lifestyle changes for both you and your dog to further boost the benefits described above. If the two of you already exercise together, it offers ways to expand your activities. If you don't own a dog but would like to adopt one, Get Healthy, Get a Dog guides you in choosing a companion that will suit your lifestyle. It also covers the role of service dogs in the lives of humans and ways to benefit from contact with canines if you don't own a dog. It also includes a special section on optimal dog nutrition plus a chapter on exercise, so you know exactly what your dog needs to stay healthy and fit. Although dogs are wonderful motivators for getting moving, they are not just a means to a healthier end. Adopting a dog is a commitment that will last for many years, and you must be ready and willing to take on that responsibility. If you do, it's likely you will be richly rewarded with one of the most satisfying, loving, and active relationships you'll ever experience. And here's an excerpt from the report. Get Healthy, Get a Dog, the health benefits of canine companionship. Dog owners know that their furry friends offer unparalleled companionship. A growing body of research shows they also do much more. Owning a dog can prompt you to be more physically active. Have leash, will walk. Having a dog can also reduce feelings of isolation and loneliness, help calm jagged nerves, and improve the lives of older individuals. Just petting a dog can lower the petter's blood pressure and heart rate while having a positive effect on the dog as well. Mindfulness. Perhaps one of the greatest psychological benefits of interacting with a dog is the opportunity it provides to be more mindful, to purposely focus your attention on the present moment. Mindfulness has garnered tremendous interest over the past decade because of research indicating the practice reduces stress and enhances health. Mindfulness is the opposite of multitasking. It has its roots in Buddhist practices and teaches us to live each moment as it unfolds, but without judging what we are feeling and perceiving. It involves erasing the past and future from your mind. The practice is a component of many relaxation techniques, including yoga, deep breathing, tai chi, massage, reflexology, journaling, and prayer. You can also easily use the technique to reduce stress while walking with a dog. In fact, let the dog show you how. Notice how joyously present she is when walking out in the world. Her head is up. Her tail is wagging. She's alert and taking it all in. She is open to new sights, smells, sounds, people, and animals. Each walk is viewed as an adventure. Mindfulness is a lifelong practice that can help you to better appreciate simple everyday experiences like being physically active with your dog. By learning to focus on the here and now, you may find yourself less likely to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets over the past, emotions your dog never feels. How human contact benefits dogs. People aren't the only ones who stand to gain from their relationship with dogs. The dogs do too. As domesticated social animals, dogs have been bred for centuries to be dependent on humans, to be tuned to their behavior, and to love them. A dog may be a man's or woman's best friend, but often a person is a dog's best friend in return. Research conducted with shelter animals, which tend to be anxious because of their social isolation and unfamiliar surroundings, show that human contact lowers their stress level, helping to calm them and make them more adaptable. In a study of 100-plus adult dogs housed at a Colorado shelter, one group of dogs was released from their kennels for 45 minutes a day and taken for walks or to play or be groomed, petted, and taken through their basic dog obedience exercises, while another group was designated as a no-contact group and left in their runs or cages. The dogs that interacted with humans soon after their arrival at the shelter were found to have lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol in their saliva. The effect was noted across all breeds and ages and both genders. Another study found a similar benefit on cortisol levels for dogs, as well as better scores on behavior tests with just 25 minutes of exercise and human contact a day. Again, you can find information on the full report at health.harvard.edu/special-health-reports. Get a healthy dog. And now, why is your cat so weird? Explained by an actual scientist. A lesson by the cat guru, Dr. Tony Buffington from TED-Ed. Why are cats so weird? They're cute, they're lovable, and judging by the 26 billion views of over 22 million videos of the pouncing, bouncing, climbing, stalking, pawing, pattering, and purring, one thing is certain. Cats are very entertaining. Their somewhat strange feline behaviors, both amusing and baffling, leave many of us asking, why do cats do that? Throughout time, cats were simultaneously solitary predators of smaller animals and prey for larger carnivores. As both predator and prey, survival of their species depended on crucial instinctual behaviors, which we still observe in wild and domestic cats today. While the feline actions of your house cat Gizmo might seem perplexing in the wild, these same behaviors naturally bred into cats for millions of years would make Gizmo a super cat. Enabled by their unique muscular structure and keen balancing abilities, cats climbed to high vantage points to survey their territory and spot prey in the wild. Gizmo doesn't need these particular skills to find and hunt down dinner in her food bowl today, but instinctually, viewing the living room from the top of a bookcase is exactly what she's evolved to do. As wild predators, cats are opportunistic and hunt whenever prey is available. Since most cat prey are small, cats in the wild need to eat many times each day and use a stalk, pounce, kill, eat strategy to stay fed. This is why cats prefer to chase and pounce on little toys and eat small meals over the course of the day and night. Small prey tend to hide in tiny spaces in their natural environments, so one explanation for your cat's propensity to reach into containers and openings is that she's compelled by the same curiosity that helped ensure the continuation of her species for millions of years before. In the wild, cats needed sharp claws for climbing, hunting, and self-defense. Sharpening their claws on nearby surfaces kept them conditioned and ready, helped stretch their back and leg muscles, and relieve some stress, too. So it's not that your cat hates your couch, chair, ottoman, pillows, curtains, and everything else you put in their environment. She's ripping these things to shreds and keeping her claws in tip-top shape, because this is exactly what her ancestors did in order to survive. Why are cats always finding strange places to sleep? As animals that we were preyed upon, cats evolved to not get caught. And in the wild, the cats that were the best at avoiding predators thrived. So at your house today, your cat is an expert at squeezing into small spaces and seeking out and hiding in unconventional spots. It also explains why she prefers a clean and odor-free litter box. That's less likely to give away her location to any predators that may be sniffing around nearby. Considering everything we do know about cats, it seems that one of their most predominant behaviors is still one of the most mysterious. Why cats purr? Cats may purr for any number of reasons, such as happiness, stress, and hunger. But curiously, the frequency of their purrs, between 25 and 150 hertz, is within a range that can promote tissue regeneration. So while her purring makes your cat an excellent nap companion, it's also possible that her purr is healing her muscles and bones, and maybe even yours too. They developed through time as both solitary predators that hunted and killed to eat and stealthy prey that hid and escaped to survive. So cats today retain many of the same instincts that allowed them to thrive in the wild for millions of years. This explains some of their seemingly strange behaviors. To them, our homes are their jungles. But if this is the case, in our own cat's eyes, who are we? Big, dumb, hairless cats competing with them for resources? Terribly stupid predators they're able to outsmart every day? Or maybe they think we're the prey. So cats are essentially wild animals adapting to unusual domestic environments built mainly for humans. Not surprisingly, that can get a little weird along the way. The author, Dr. Tony Buffington, is a veterinarian researcher and professor at Ohio State University. To learn more about the cat guru, you can visit the Ohio State University's Office of Distance Education and E-Learning at Ohio State University website, odee.osu.edu. Next, cat and lizard befriend each other. In the news, have you ever had a pet that didn't get along with other animals or other people? The only person they tolerated was you, or maybe they didn't even like you most of the time. Well, the dodo introduced us to a cat and a lizard who hated everyone until they met each other. Din Din, the cat, loves her mom but was never very fond of anyone else. Din Din is a grump who hates all other living creatures besides me, Din Din's mom, Kimmy Joyner, told the dodo. She trusts very few people due to the fact that she was abused as a kitten. She was passed around two different homes for a while because no one could deal with her attitude. So we decided to take her in and try to make her happy. While Din Din loved her new home, she still wasn't very fond of anyone who happened to pass through it. Her mom used to foster all different kinds of animals, from cats and dogs to ferrets and snakes, and Din Din actively disliked every single one of them. Her mom didn't think there would ever be anyone else that Din Din liked until they met Joanna. Joanna is a bearded dragon who wasn't being cared for properly in her previous home, so she became aggressive and lost trust in people. She would lunge at other animals and didn't really seem to get along with anyone. Joyner knew Joanna needed to get out of her previous home, and so she offered to take her, even though she knew Din Din probably would hate it. I had no intention of the two ever really interacting, but it happened by accident when I had Joanna out wandering and Din Din suddenly came up to sniff her, Joyner said, as cats will do. Joyner was immediately worried that both girls would become aggressive toward each other, but neither of them did. For some reason, from the very beginning, Din Din and Joanna seemed to understand each other. It started as tentative curiosity, but now they love each other, Joyner said. Din Din and Joanna now follow each other wherever they go. When Joanna is in her enclosure, Din Din lays beside it and waits for her to come out. They love to chase each other around the house, take naps together, and show affection by rubbing up against each other. How they act around each other and the behavior they exhibit has never been witnessed before in either of them with any type of animal or human company, Joyner said. Both Joanna and Din Din came from rough pasts, and they understand each other better than anyone else ever could. Since arriving in her new home, Joanna's personality has completely changed. So she's friendly and loving now and loves to cuddle with her mom and Din Din. She was instantly calm and happy in our care, Joyner said. She is the sweetest thing in the world now. Din Din is still the same, mostly distrusting cat, but now she's showing more of her soft, friendly side. One step at a time, Joanna is changing Din Din for the better. From the Dodo, Senior Dog surprises family who adopted him by living for years. By Caitlin Jill Anders. When Champ's parents moved to a high-rise penthouse in New York City, they unfortunately were unable to take Champ with them. The dog had lived with them his whole life and had never known anything else and desperately needed someone to take him in. Luckily, Champ's family found Sarah Pope, who worked at a boarding facility where Champ used to stay sometimes. They told Pope and her boyfriend about their situation, and the couple decided they had to help. The couple had been contemplating getting another dog anyway to keep their dog Wally company, and so they agreed to take Champ in. They were a bit worried about his health because he was 10 years old at the time, but he seemed like such a great fit that we figured we would deal with any health problems when they arrived. Shortly after Champ moved in with his new family, however, he developed a really bad limp on his back left leg and continually could barely walk on it at all. They took him to the vet and found out he had previously torn his ACL and also suffered from hip dysplasia and arthritis. We figured he only had a year or two left and wanted to give him a warm home, Pope said. But somehow, 5 years later, Champ is still alive and doing better than ever. Champ is turning 15 in a few days, but he still has the spirit of a young puppy. He loves playing in the snow, hanging out with his dog brothers, and going to work with his mom at another dog boarding facility. He loves other dogs, and even though he can't play as much anymore, he enjoys laying and supervising, Pope said. Champ is a huge black dog, and because of that, some people are intimidated by him at first, but as soon as they met him, they realize that he's actually the sweetest thing in the world. He does have a habit of being in the way since he's so big. We call him the blocker, but it's only because he always wants to be around us, Pope said. Champ may be a bit older, but he's proved over the years that senior dogs have just as much energy and love as any other dog, and he's enjoying every single day that he has left. And finally, what's new in the world of pet gadgets? Here are some finds from coolpetproducts.com for your cats and dogs. First up, your cat will love hanging out in the Snooze Pail Cat Hammock, the Snooze Pail Sturdy Cardboard Box, encloses a comfortable hammock to snuggle in, gives your cat an elevated spot off the floor, and has porthole windows to keep an eye on everything. A happy cat is a cat in a Snooze Pail cat hammock. Snooze Pail cat hammock in a box provides a sheltered hideaway that cats love. It has reinforced roof so that your cat can lounge in the hammock or sit on top. The fleece-lined hammock sling molds to your cat's shape and is removable and washable. It carries up to 20 pounds in weight, so your cat can also lounge on top of the sturdy box. The new improved box has added reinforcement to give extra support to those cats who like to perch on top of the box. Made of durable, heavy-duty corrugated cardboard, the hard, smooth cardboard discourages scratching. Cats prefer to scratch on something they can sink their claws into. The box dimensions are 21.5 by 15 by 16.5 inches, and it ships flat and is easy to assemble. The snooze pail box is recyclable, and it is made in the USA. It sells for about $35, and you can find more information and ordering at catabove.com. And as we know, pets need clear, clean drinking water in order to stay healthy and hydrated. The Drink Well Hydrate turns an ordinary water bowl into a water fountain with a pump. Our cats sometimes need encouragement to drink sufficient amounts of water to keep them hydrated. The Drink Well filters are designed to move and filter water so that cats are encouraged to drink more of it. The system fits in most pet bowls, and it circulates water quietly so that it simulates the sounds of water in nature. This tempts cats to drink more water so that they are less likely to get hydrated and suffer from urinary tract infections. It is dishwasher safe, and it has an adjustable flow control so that you can set it to match your pet's needs. The Drink Well Hydrate Fountain can also be used in your dog's water bowl, too. It sells for about $22, and you can find more information at mycatgoma.com. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Please join me again next time for more pet fun and information. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.